There's Luke 1, 26 to 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. You are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. There's a concept that floats around a lot this time of the year, but it's hard to really get a handle on it. It's called the Christmas spirit. Lots of people would define it in different ways. You'll get a range of ideas. Some will say that the Christmas spirit has to do with the emotional warmth, the relational closeness that we often experience this time of the year. Some will say that the Christmas spirit has to do with an attitude of giving or generosity that prevails in many people's lives. Some will say the Christmas spirit is something that enters our hearts and minds to shape our attitudes and our actions, especially toward others. Some will say the Christmas spirit has to do with the music that fills virtually every space that you go into this time of the year, including our house of worship. So as I said, the Christmas spirit is a slippery kind of thing. It's an emotion, it's a mood, it's an atmosphere. It's the kind of thing that's easy to name but hard really to define. And as for what you can do with the Christmas spirit, there are different options you have there too. You can get into it. You can resist it, you can spread it, you can celebrate it, you can invest in it, you can broadcast it, you can try to do the most that you can with it while it's here, because we know that once December 25th comes and goes, that the Christmas spirit can start to dissipate and exit till we expect it to show up again next year. I say all that really just to say that this is different from how God shows up in this morning's text from Luke. When the angel Gabriel announces to Mary that she's going to be pregnant with a baby who will be the Son of God, Mary responds with a very natural, appropriate kind of question. How? How can this be? Now, it's not the first time we've heard this kind of question in Luke's gospel. Zechariah responded in a similar kind of way when Gabriel showed up to tell him that Elizabeth would bear a son. And now here's Gabriel showing up somewhere else, relaying news that doesn't seem to fit with reality. So Gabriel doesn't really have to pause and think very much to respond to Mary's question. The answer is simple. God's powerful presence will come upon Mary and make this baby happen. In our words from the text, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." The Holy Spirit. When we think of the Holy Spirit, we often think of the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost, the life of the early church, the power to spread the good news. But it's not really just something that's in the book of Acts or just in the New Testament. It's a whole Bible kind of thing, the Holy Spirit. If you go back to the book of Genesis, we're told the Spirit moved across the waters. The Spirit is God's way of bringing things into existence. So it's through the Spirit that God does the work of creating. And then we get here to the opening chapter of Luke, where we're told that through Jesus, this God who was making the world in the beginning, is now acting for the salvation of humankind and for a new creation. In other words, the world is so broken, and you and I, humankind, so lost and disobedient, that God is doing creation all over again, treating us with forgiveness, working to make us new. So we shouldn't be surprised that as God keeps his promises and begins new creation in Christ, the Holy Spirit is there in the picture. When we talk about the Holy Spirit, think of Holy Spirit with capital S as the Christmas Spirit. Not necessarily this kind of spirit that we hope for or seek for or experience this time of the year, though that can certainly have its good points. What I'm talking about really is the Spirit who's God's way of coming into our lives to create, to make us new. And when that happens, there'll be interruption, there'll be disruption, disturbance of things that we may have in mind. I think one of the reasons that the Christmas story appeals to us and engages us is because of the characters we encounter in the narrative. And we meet them again this time of the year, Mary, Joseph, Gabriel, baby Jesus, shepherds, angels, Herod, the Magi, and so on. And sometimes we even insert others like the innkeeper or animals. But in our fascination with all these figures, we often overlook the key participant in the whole drama, the Holy Spirit. In the first two chapters of Luke's Gospel, he tells us about how the Spirit comes to and engages with John the Baptist, Mary, Elizabeth, Zechariah, Simeon, and soon in Luke's Gospel we'll hear more about the Spirit descending upon Jesus himself at his baptism. And I say all that to say that as we get ready to welcome our children to share their witness with us today, we need the Spirit to come upon us to take an old familiar story that we've heard many times and give it life for us where we are now in our journey of faith in Jesus Christ, to bring us forth even more into the newness of life we have through Christ. So let's pray about that as we get ready for them to come and share. Oh God, whose Spirit works to create, to make us new, we thank you for this day, this service, and our children who come to share their witness with us now. We pray that through your Spirit you take this familiar story and open it up in fresh ways for us here where we are now, that we'll know more of the newness of life that you've sent to us through Jesus Christ. We pray for your Spirit now to guide them and to help us in our watching and our listening to bring praise to you and glory to you through Jesus Christ.